know how you're doing. You're not going to have to carry 5 boxes.
Pretty good, Jerry. How are you tonight?
I just do it.
Sure?
Yeah, girl. I'll shake your hand.
I said, you're going to be a forward. that is one of the classics.
I'm not a prophet, but what do you think? Well, good evening, everybody. Feel free to have more pizza. There's plenty left. Well, thanks, everybody, for coming. The idea for this night just stemmed from the last couple of meetings when it seems like we didn't have enough time to talk about things that people wanted to talk about. So we came up with the idea, let's just have a casual night. This is an unofficial meeting. We're just a group of folks having some pizza and we're gonna talk about ideas. The idea is to try to keep this positive and not get into the weeds. There's a lot of stuff going on in the country right now, as we know, politically speaking. In our country, it's just craziness. We go from Sleepy Joe to Kamala now, and we've got to, you know, watch all of that craziness like it's a cartoon of some sort. Well, she actually is a cartoon figure.
That's right.
Then, even in our own state, in good old Arkansas, I'm sure most of you by now have heard what's been going on with the RPA, you know, which is just ridiculous. All of us, good conservative, patriot folks, came together as delegates from all over the state. We went to the state convention and basically won. And we took over. We were able to make some really good rule changes. And we've all been really excited. That was just not even 2 months ago, beginning of June, I believe. And since then, this past week, we've heard that they are now trying to negate that. The leaders, so-called leaders of the RPA, just are calling it null and void. We don't believe that's gonna happen, and things are in the works to combat that. But it's just mind-boggling to me, because we're all supposed to be conservative Republicans, and here we are. Our state is in utter turmoil. There's controversy all over the state. And now we come into our own committee, and I think we've done great as of late. You know, we've grown more than ever the past 2 years. We're one of the largest groups in the state, and we did really good at the convention. We had some great leaders to help us with that, and even lead the state convention. Quite a few folks from this group were there. Thankfully. So the idea is we want to try to do better. We don't want to be stuck in the weeds talking about issues that have happened in the past. I want to try to encourage all of us to focus on our strengths, We have a lot of people in this room, a lot of people in our committee. We all have strengths. Together, we can be awesome. What happens sometimes is people get off on differences and issues can start. And we just don't want that to happen moving forward. So I'm asking that we can all just kind of find a way. Let's all be adults. Let's talk to one another, starting tonight. This is your night. You can say anything you want to anybody, ask any question. Don't be afraid, any of us. We're all here to help. We all have the same goal, that we want to make this the best committee in the state. Sorry, exactly. Yeah, Pulaski's. There you go. And Lori has generously offered to just help us tonight. She's real good at keeping order and just trying to keep the time moving along so everybody gets a chance. But we'll talk about that in a little bit. So why don't we just say a prayer for tonight? Andy, would you like to share?
Let's pray, please. Our gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just humbly come to you. And Father, we just, as your people, Lord, we just ask that you be with us and be present in this room. I pray for each person here, Lord, and I'm so thankful for each one that takes time out of their week to participate in such important matters within our community and within our state and, Father, within our own committee, Lord. It just shows the commitment that each person has here, and I am so thankful for that. Lord, we are seeing all the things going around us in this world, and just the demonic spirit is so evident every day, how more and more that we are fighting a spiritual battle. Satan wants nothing more to bring division and confusion and chaos to the body of Christ. And Father, I just pray that right now, that Lord, that you are stirring in hearts, that you help us to come to this place in a spirit of unity, a spirit of, Lord, just a representation of who you are. Father, I pray that those that feel that they need to speak tonight, that they speak with grace. And I pray for those that need to hear tonight, that they hear, Lord, with a receptive heart. Lord, there may be some people in here that need to come together for apologies. There may be some people here that just need to talk with one another, Lord, and get on the same page. And I just pray for healing. I pray for forgiveness, and I pray for, Lord, just a sweet spirit to be evident in this room. We can accomplish so much more, Father, when we are focused on you. And I believe that that truly is the desire of each person here, is to be focused on what you have before us, because there's so much to accomplish, Lord. We have a fight within our state committee, and I'm so thankful for our patriot leaders that are paving the way for what we need to do next, Lord. And I pray that your will be done in that. And that we just not allow for people who want to be power grabbing to have their way, Lord, but that the people have spoken and that it will be honored. I thank you for Lori taking time out of her night to come and to just lead us tonight. Father, we give you all the thanks for everything that you've done. And we ask that you just ever so go before us. I thank you for each person in this room, how I love them so. And it's in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Andy. And just one other quick note, just something I thought of that often comes up. One of the topics In regards to our elected officials, who we all need, so I've been here almost 2 years, and for anyone that's fairly new, there's a lot to learn, a lot. I can remember the first couple meetings, I just left and my head was spinning. You know, the Roberts Rules terminology and just everything that was being spoken about was just too overwhelming. And I'm still overwhelmed. It's just, there's a lot to learn. So ever since I came here, it just seemed like we were at odds with the elected officials, and come to find out because they don't do everything we would like them to do. Now, we are very similar to them in a lot of ways, just like all of us here, but we didn't get them to do the important things to us, like the library issue. We don't feel like they helped us very much. I was told from them, they did what they could. So there's, you know, different sides to every story. The ballot initiative that we're working on, trying to get paper ballots, that's been a battle with them. They don't want it, they have their reasons. But it doesn't mean, which has often been said, that we should just dismiss them. We do have to try to work together with them, and at least, as it's been said, be polite to them. Because we have to work together. If they hate us, kind of like they do now, we're not going to get anywhere. And I think we've made mistakes in the past in all areas. But again, I think if we come together in a new attitude and really start being Christians first, love one another, try to be kind to one another, speak directly to one another if there's a problem, I think we can do great. You know, there's so much strength and wisdom here. And I'm just excited moving forward about what we can do. So one more item of business before we start. Many of you have heard that Mr. Hatcher recently passed away, and he was the JP of District 2. And we've had several people that were talking about stepping up, but we kind of ran out of time this week, and suddenly we had an amazing candidate rise up, and her name is Betty Van Bibber. So she, her goal is to teach that court how to pray. She can be the judge's sidekick. So she filed the other day, and so she'll be in. We'll be having an election this Thursday for her and Mr. Hatcher's son. He's also running. So Betty just wanted to speak real briefly and say hello. I think most of you have met her.
I offered to have this looked at before I before the meeting started, but we were busy. So I just want to read it. I just want to make sure that you guys understand where I stand. So I wrote this down on the 27th of July. To God be the glory, to all who are hearing. On July 25th, as I was driving home, I had a thought. Maybe I should run for JP in my district. In late afternoon, on the 25th of July, I had a call asking me if I would be interested in running for JP in my district. I said, yes, I believe this is truly a call from God for me to be placed in a position to speak out for the kingdom of God, for peace and transparency, to be seen and practiced in our community, our state, and our America. Thank you for believing in me to represent your views in our district to create and keep lawfulness. I consider this position is a responsibility for me to care for and about my community. It is one that I could not fulfill on my own in myself. But I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And with your combined love and peace, we can experience joy unspeakable and full of glory. I do believe this, and thank you. On July 29th, I have been warned by a dear friend to expect to investigate that I will be investigated and persecuted in the process of taking office for JP. For this, I will say, I represent the woman at the well. I am not in a battle for anything. The battle belongs to God. I am a winner regardless of the answer. Amen.
Everybody knows I'm James Scholes. I ran for JP2, and I'm not going to be running for the 25 election year because I was called by Judge Matt Bromley last week, and he had asked me to fill a position for the remainder of the year. And by filling the position for the remainder of the year disqualifies me from running. So right now, I think it's never mind. You all know where I'm at. But anyhow, I'm still waiting on a call from Sarah's office, and I just talked to Matt before I came here, and he said that he is meeting tomorrow with Sarah's people, and they're supposed to make the appointment. So those of you that are in JP2 district, you know, if you all are, you know, I'd appreciate your support, and even if you're not, I appreciate your support anyhow for the remaining 5 months, and I thank you all.
Okay, so I'm Lori Justice. I'm the chair of Pulaski County. I know most of you in here. You guys are kind of our sister county, and you know, you guys have come to our committee meetings when we've had some difficult things going on, and we've tried to come to yours. When Frank asked me to do this, at first I was like, well, I don't really know if that's such a great idea. Let me think about it. But then I thought, well, maybe that's what would help here is having people that aren't in the middle of it. I don't have a dog in the fight, obviously. Now, I know, like all of you, I think, at least most of you by face, I may not know your names, all of you, but I do know you. I know who you are, most of you. And I like all of you, so I don't see anybody in here that I don't like. That's not to say somebody won't come in, but no, I like you too, Clint. So that's why I'm doing this, okay? And so when I found out that there was some issues here going on, which is normal. I mean, a county committee this big, you can't help but have issues, right? Because there's a lot of people. And I called Jennifer and offered my help any way that I could. And I did tell her, and I'm going to stand by this. My concern here is that we could lose the district. We work really hard. Jennifer has worked hard. I've worked hard. A lot of us have in here to get the district, to get Jennifer to be the chair. And it's important to stand together. And we're gonna have problems. If you've got 50 different people, 80 different people in here, you're gonna have 80 different personalities. And you just can't get around that. And you're gonna have some people that are really strong personality, and they tend to kind of take the lead. And you got other people who kind of tend to sit back, and maybe they're shy, or they don't want to get involved, or they feel like they don't know enough. And that's in any committee. It's in any committee, especially one this big. So the thing for tonight, and I'm glad to see all of you here, the reason I agreed to do this was in hopes that we could talk through a lot of things and move past all of this. Okay? We're about to go to war with the RPA. Okay? We can't be warring against each other. We can't do it. I mean, we're not going to win. So, I know, I mean, I've been friends with Jennifer, I've been friends with Scott, and all these guys, and they're all good people. So what we have to do is figure out how to move past this. And I know you guys had a meeting where you kind of addressed your concerns with everything going on, and were able to kind of get all that out. So tonight, my understanding is that we're trying to find solutions. Okay? We're trying to find solutions to move past all this stuff. Okay? So a couple of things for tonight. Now I'm going to ask you to do, and I know you guys will do it because you're a good group for the most part. If you want to speak, please come up to the microphone, kind of like what we did at convention. A lot of y'all were convention delegates. And what that does is it just makes sure, number one, that we only speak one at a time. And number two, it makes sure everybody can hear your question or comment, even the people in the back of the room, like Clint. And so we're going to ask that you speak for 2 minutes. And we'll have a timekeeper. Dane in the funky shirt is going to be the timekeeper. So he'll tell you when you have 1 minute, he'll put his finger up, 1 minute, and then he'll say time when your time's up. Okay. And we just want everyone to be able to talk. My thing tonight is that I don't want anyone in here to feel like you can't say something. Okay, because we're gonna fix this. We need to all just get it out there and say it. And there is a nice way to say things, right? We don't have to be ugly. We don't have to yell or call names. That's not acceptable. But we need to figure out how to fix this. Because I can't pull, my county can't pull District 2. I don't have enough people. Okay, if y'all split up, Pulaski cannot pull the district alone. We can't do it. And we're going to wind up, and I told Jennifer this, we're going to wind up with Melanie again.
What?
Melanie Gulick, who was the district chair before Jennifer. And she was mean. And a lot of y'all probably know who she is. So we have to be united. Our counties have to be united. It doesn't mean we're always going to agree. I don't always agree with my best friends. And I don't mind telling them when I don't agree with them. But obviously, I do it in a nice way. So that's all I'm asking tonight, is that it's fine to disagree or have a different point of view. And don't feel like anybody's going to say anything to you. Nobody's going to laugh. Nobody's going to make fun of you. Because that's my job as moderator, is to say, please don't do that. Okay. So with that, I'll just start off, and if we can go a different way. I do want to make one quick comment about what he said about the electeds. And if you're an elected official, you probably agree with me. The elected officials, we don't need to treat them ugly. We don't need to be ugly, call them names. The last time I saw anyone really treated badly in your committee was Kim Hammer. My guess is probably just about everybody in this room probably participated in that, because that was, everybody was mad at him. That's the last time I've seen anyone be mistreated, in my opinion, but I don't make all your meetings either. So, out of fairness, there could be something I missed. But I don't think there's any need to be hateful when they come, but they work for us, right? You're elected, we hire you. You're our employees. But that doesn't mean you can't ask them something, because they're responsible to you. If you have a job, if you have a business, a lot of you in here probably have businesses, do you just hire people and then just go, okay, see ya? You check on them. That's our job, y'all. That's why our country is where it is, because we have failed to follow through with these people. We have failed to follow through and to see what they're doing, right? It's our fault, and we have to be more involved. But we don't need to be ugly, and we don't need to call names. I agree with that 100%. So moving on. Okay, problems have been aired out, and I'm going to tell you the problems as I've heard, and I don't know because I wasn't at your meeting or whatever, and there may be additional ones that y'all tell me. So the first one is that people feel like the Grays do a lot of work. They do a lot of the work, and other people want to be able to step up and help. So that's one thing that I've heard. Okay. And a lot of people, I gotta get my glasses on, feel like they can't ask questions or disagree. They feel like if they don't agree with something, that they're gonna be attacked verbally or whatever. I do want to say I had a comment today from a lady that called me, and she said, you know, all this petty teenager stuff needs to stop. She said, and I don't need to tell you who it is, but she said, you know, I joined the county committee because I want to do something and make a difference. And all this petty arguing over stuff, it needs to quit. So those are basically the two problems that I heard, was that the Grays do all the work and people feel like they can't ask questions. They feel like they're gonna be made fun of or laughed at or whatever it is. So does anybody want to start off? I mean, you don't have to have, it doesn't even have to be one of those two things. It can be anything else.
I'm gonna turn the microphone this way because I'm talking. All right, so I got a couple things. First off, it's not on the thing.
We gotta kind of hold it, man.
Okay, now it's on. All right, so I'm going to read you something. It's a rule. The county committee shall make every reasonable effort to accomplish the objectives of the Republican Party of Arkansas, maintain sufficient funds to conduct party activities, recruit and elect qualified Republican candidates, and conduct the affairs of the county committee in such a manner as will result in respect by the electorate. I don't think that I can say that this county committee has followed that rule. I have no respect for how we're acting. And I'm also going to read you another definition. It's the definition of fascism. A far-right form of government in which the country's power is held by one ruler or small group under a single party. And so when you look at how our county committee has been acting, we are acting less like free Republicans and more like fascists. Okay, so here are my specific problems. I have a problem with people heckling and catcalling elected officials because you don't think they're conservative enough. Oh, look, I don't agree with everything that Matt Brumley does, and I think he could have worked harder on some things. But I'm not going to call him names and holler at him from the crowd. I was not one of the people who took Kim Hammer to task, but I do not approve of the way that was done. Attempting to kick people out of the party for small things because they have an emotional issue or a concern, I don't think that's appropriate. I don't think the resolutions against Tom Cotton and Bozeman were even in the realm of appropriate. And I can't believe that we did that allegedly for publicity. Well, we got the publicity. I have a problem with your speech, Frank. The speech you gave that night where you took the young Republicans to task, you took some elected officials to task. I thought that was some poor leadership in your part. I was upset to hear that the speech was written by Scott Gray. And I, that's what I've been told, but the fact that you would read it or make it is a problem. Are you coming off?
Does anybody else want to talk, or is it okay for him to go ahead and finish? Right.
Same courtesy for everyone else, though.
Sure.
Yes.
You know, I think it looks, I like Carson here. He's a brilliant guy, but I don't think that it's a good look for us to take instructions from him to the chair in a public meeting. I think that just gives us a bad look. I have a real problem with the divisiveness, working behind the scenes to cut people out. So this happened at the county convention when a group of people worked to cut Eugene back there out. Well, if you don't know this, Eugene's my cousin. So when you went to cut him out, I took that personally. Okay, and I would take it personally for each one of you. I have this issue about trying to put out a motion of kicking people out of the party without notice. I have a problem with that. I have a problem with certain members taking other members to task because they didn't vote with them or they had a speech that went against their ideas. We're here about debate and openness. I just think that these things, I'm going to tell you simply, they need to stop. That is it. They just stop. Because if you don't, I mean, I don't want to be around. These are not my values. These are not my values. This is not how I want my children to behave. And it's not how I think Jesus would behave. So I thank you for the extension.
Okay, I'm going to try not to stutter. I just drove in from Dallas. I've been dealing with a death for the last week. And I'll say if my late wife was still here, I don't think she would want to come to some of the meetings. I'm coming. I want to be involved. I want to run for some office if I can. And a lot of what we're doing, I don't like the name calling all that. I mean, some people are definitely rhinos. Some people are definitely communists. But shouting it out to them might not be the best thing to do. I won't tell you everybody I talked to at convention. I didn't post all my pictures from convention, like my picture with John Bozeman. I didn't post that picture, but when he said, "What county are you from?" I said, "Saline County, please don't walk away." That's exactly what I said to him. I didn't talk to him in depth, but I talked to some people, and one person told me that from the governor on down, wants nothing to do with Saline County. And that's not good. We're burning bridges we shouldn't be burning. We got to view the Reagan movie while I was there, and that brings to mind two quotes I really like. Ronald Reagan said, "If somebody agrees with you, 80% of the time, they are a friend and an ally, not a 20% traitor." And I feel like if somebody disagrees with one thing, we're treating them as a traitor. Not every issue, but a lot of issues. And the other one is from Cool Hand Luke. What we have here is a failure to communicate.
Thank you, Steve. Okay, so after Steve's finished, I want to say something. Okay, so we're going back into the problems. That's not what this is for. This is about finding solutions. Okay, so what I'm hearing so far is the heckling and the catcalling and treating legislators not very nice. So does anybody, you have a solution? You have a solution? A way to fix it? Come on, Gary Don. And still holding them accountable. I'm not saying do not hold them accountable, because that's our job.
I want to say I respect everyone in this room. I'm proud to be a Republican, but I'm an individual Republican. I guess I'm somewhat of a patriot, but I want to be a debater and a problem solver. And that's what I'd like to see with our committee. Scott Gray, I appreciate everything you've done. You are a remarkable individual that knows computer skills and communications better than I will ever know in my lifetime. And I want to thank you for that. The solution I'd like to see is in our patriot meetings, that we come together as patriots. Our committee meetings, I would like to see a platform set up just like this is, just like the Republican convention is. That we come together and we debate the issues and get them out right there on the spot and move forward. I really hated the voting to not support Bozeman and them, but I'm sorry, in my heart, I feel like they were against us.
Yeah, exactly.
I really do. So in the future, I'll try to support them to be better than I have been. I think Kim Hammer, I think he did a bad deal. He's done a bad deal for this whole year for our committees for the state of Arkansas. We're not the only bad person. We are fighting against a group that's running the state the way they want it ran, and if so, kick us out. That's their motto. So I believe we need to come together, get on the same page, communicate, pray, and ask God to guide us as a group together, and treat each other as Christians. You too. I love you, John.
So in your Patriot meetings, what we do in ours, I don't know how y'all feel about this, is that's where we hash everything out, which is kind of what I'm hearing Gary Don say, is you want to have time like this and an informal time to talk about things that you're going to do. Is that right? Did I hear you right?
Debate what we do.
Okay, debate what we do, and that's how it should be. Like I said, y'all aren't going to all agree. It's not going to happen. So what we do in our group is, like, let's say that came up, the Bozeman, and some of you were in favor of it, obviously. Some of you weren't, obviously. So that can be discussed at your Patriot meeting, and everyone talk about it and say why. I'm for it because of this reason, or I'm against it for this reason, and hear everybody out, because someone else may have an idea you haven't thought of before, or a perspective that you haven't thought of, and then vote on it as a Patriot group, or you know, at least discuss and talk about it before you go into the committee, so everyone can feel like they're being heard. Would that work? I mean, do you feel like...
Could we get a letter, a statement from Saline County, send it to, I'm going to use the name right now, excuse me for it, Rotten Cotton. Cotton is rotten, okay? In my opinion, my feelings, he is rotten to the core right now. Send a letter to him from our group telling him what we don't like about him and what he's doing wrong, and suggest he get it right if he wants to stay in office.
Or invite him to your committee. That's what we did. And I haven't gotten a response from his office yet, but he was invited. So, I mean, and even doing that, they know you're wanting to talk. What's going on? I want you to come and address us. We're your constituents. We vote for you.
Right.
So
let our committee write the letter. Get everyone in the committee to sign it. Show a unity that's there that will sign it. And then send it off.
What do y'all think about that?
You have to.
So, thank you, Gary. That's a good idea. So, and then I do want to say one thing about Clint. So he's talking about kicking people out of the party, and I don't know what the story is on that. But I would suggest y'all read your rules. Okay, you can't just kick somebody out. Okay, there's certain. And you shouldn't. I mean, they're going to disagree with you. Y'all talk it out. I say this in our committee, every one of you has got a strength. Every one of you, even those of you who may not know what it is, you're important. You're bringing something to this committee. And this committee needs whatever it is you're bringing. But you also all have weaknesses. And where Candy's weakness is, maybe Renee is strong in that area and can pull it, okay? So that's why we have to have everybody. We can't be fighting. But I would urge you to go to Article... Let me find it. Article 2, which is county committees, and Section 9 is removal. There are three ways to remove somebody from your county committee. One is failing to qualify as an elector. Two, willful violation of the rules or working against the interest of the Republican Party, which is stuff like working, helping a Democrat candidate, okay? It's not liking somebody. Inactivity, neglect, or refusal to perform the duties of office. So those are the three ways. So if Keith doesn't like Candy, he can't just kick her out. That's not in the rules. So because Clint brought that up, I did want to address that because that one's an easy fix. Okay, come on in.
I just had a question. Since we're talking about that this is supposed to be a safe place to talk about controversial things that we don't agree with, so I'm just gonna address the elephant in the room. We walk in and we have this. And so that speaks to me that I'm expected to vote for Betty, period. That's a little intimidating for me. Can we have a discussion about whether we as a group think that that's a good idea, that she's our strongest candidate? I understand that she came in at the last hour. I would like to know who called her and decided that she needed to be the correct, like, strongest candidate, because it's my understanding that Wilson Hatcher, she's gonna have to run against him. So we need to have our absolutely strongest candidate to run against the Democrat. And so she came, it's great. I had no idea that, you know, this was gonna happen. So let's have a debate about that. Let's talk about how we got here, because the vote is supposed to happen on Thursday, and if we don't have the discussion now, it's gonna be chaos on Thursday. I'm not asking to be a candidate. I'm saying that she, how did we, we're gonna vote on Thursday who we want to run. And it's
probably because nobody else did.
Yeah.
Because nobody else ran.
It's past the
deadline. Okay, remember that unless you're at the mic, you're not speaking.
I'm sorry. That's
probably friendly reminder.
So we have no one to run against her on Thursday. Wilson Hatcher is running against her on Thursday. And so what I'm saying is, do we believe that Wilson Hatcher is going to be a better candidate against the Democrat? Is she going to be able to do all of the campaigning? Is she going to be able to do all of the things that is going to be required to be able to have that office on her own? Are we going to have more people that are silently behind the scenes making decisions?
Okay, time's up.
That we don't
Thank
know?
You. Thank you. We have somebody waiting. Okay, go ahead.
I would like to address how this happened and some of the concerns. So as you know, there was a filing week issued in the Saline County Courier paper. And you had to go file with Doyle Webb and you had to pay a $300 filing fee. So there were about five known patriots. There's other patriots, I'm sure. And when I say known patriots, I mean there might be people we've never met before. When I say we, I mean this whole patriot group. But there were about five people, and I went through the whole patriot list of everybody that's ever been involved or invited by anybody in here. And I went through and did a districts and categorized all of you into you're in one, you're in two, you're in three, and went through the voter database to look. And what I found was that there were a few people, the McCalebs, who they're out of the country right now. Betty Van Bibber was another option. Becky Clark was another option. Not Becky Clark, excuse me. Pam Collar was another, and the Schultzes. Mr. Schultz already had decided that he wanted to take the appointment is what I heard. Pam Collar had already been called by Stephanie Duke, and that's what she told me. Now maybe she was lying, I don't know. But she said she had been called by Pam, by Stephanie Duke, and she had thought about it, but she didn't really want it. So then the last option, because the McCalebs were out of the country, was Betty Van Bibber. Now, months ago, Betty Van Bibber, I went to her house in November, because she had said she wanted to run against Pat Bisbee. Well, when we found out that she was in two instead of one, she decided she didn't want to run against Hatcher, she wanted to run against Bisbee, so she couldn't because she didn't live in that district. So then she said, you know, she really wanted to be JP. This was her lifelong dream to serve the community, but she couldn't because she didn't feel like she wanted to speak in two.
Do y'all want her to keep going and finish up? Yeah. Okay, go ahead and finish.
So when she couldn't run in one, she ran in two. So she went, she was my final call. And I said, Betty, I'm just letting you know there's a vacancy in this office. Mr. Hatcher has passed away, sadly. And would you, have you even thought about it? Do you still want to run? And she said, Allison, this is my call, I feel like. She said, you know, I feel like this is God's calling to me. And I said, that is just very wonderful, Miss Betty. If you feel like that, you can go file tomorrow. And we would all be appreciative, or I feel like I would be appreciative of that, because I think that she can work with the JPs and bring godly principles to the quorum court and respectfully disagree with them or agree with them or represent the whole Patriot group well without being tacky or rude, or just be very kind and be very respectful and just represent us to the very best of her ability. And so she was the only other person in that district that we knew of, and it's our job as the county committee to recruit qualified Republican candidates to office. Now, is any of our right to do that? So I helped, someone had already called Pam Collar, so obviously I was the only one out looking for a candidate. Is that correct, Stephanie? Did we? So that's true.
Time's up. Or she's finished telling y'all, but we got some people waiting, so come on.
I think that's part of the issue, is there's a few people that run all the communication and make the decision.
I think that's a part of the issue. There's a few people that control all communication, that make decisions, not coming to the committee, and you know, all these little chats and the manipulation and the way that people are being spoken to outside of these meetings. It's unacceptable.
So what is your suggestion to improve? Because remember, we're talking about how do we fix this. So kind of like what I said, so. Well, no, okay. Right. Well, and as we mentioned that, so that was one of the things, was the Grays do all the work. So
no, I think the Grays are doing too much behind the scenes. It's manipulative, it's calculated, and you're doing too much, okay? We all have our own minds, we are our own people, and it is up to we, the people of the committee. We have the voice. Period. The nasty messages, they gotta stop. I've seen plenty from you.
Really?
The video, yes, I have. Yes, sir.
Order.
Okay, so here's my suggestion in hearing, okay, is that the Grays do, that was one thing I said in the beginning of this, was one of the complaints was that the Grays are doing all this stuff and other people don't have an opportunity to be able to help. So the way to fix that is to get volunteers to help. So I don't know what all.
I think
they
that's
do.
The issue. There is no opportunity.
No,
the chats are created.
So manipulation.
Okay. So you're not in the mic, ma'am. You don't have the microphone. If you want to come speak, come speak.
I'm allowed.
We're not,
to speak to me. It is okay.
We're No, ma'am. The rule was, if she would like to speak, she can come to the microphone. And that's fine. Then she can ask that. But what we're doing is we're coming up here if we want to talk. Okay? That we're going to maintain order in this meeting. I want to be very clear about that. Okay? We will maintain order, and we will be respectful. That's how we're going to run this meeting. Every one of us. Are we clear? Okay, go ahead and finish.
Okay, is that okay
with you? Yeah. Okay. I do. I am so sick of seeing what we built be torn.
This is tearing.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what we're doing. Okay, you're
the messages.
Okay, that's enough.
Order.
And
Okay, your time is up. You've had your 2 minutes, okay? My suggestion to her question, which her problem is, we have too many people doing, we have a few people doing everything. So let's get other people working. Y'all, come on. There's work to do. Let's get some volunteers. And if whoever wants to come and take over some of the communications, that's a way to fix it. He doesn't have to do everything. If y'all don't want him doing everything, y'all come on and let's get other people doing some stuff. That's how we have to, we can't complain. We have to fix it. Remember, that's what we're here for tonight, is let's find ways to fix it. So, okay. Betty, I think the line's back there. Come on up, Randy. Yeah, there's a line. Yeah, apparently the line's back there.
Okay. Good to see all you. All right. So, the issue that we have, as far as I'm concerned right now, for JP spot that is open in District 2. All right? Now, I've known Miss Betty Van Bibber for over 10 years very well. She and my wife are really, really, really close friends. You notice I don't have a Betty Van Bibber sticker on my shirt. Guys, I'm supporting Wilson Hatcher, and this is why. District 2 is the most liberal Democrat district that we have in Saline County. And if you think that if we can just put anybody up there just because we want them, that person's gonna be able to defeat Lila Chisholm. She's mean, she's a junkyard dog, and she's gonna go as deep and as fast and as hard as she can. And I love Mr. Betty Van Bibber enough to tell her this is not for her. She is not up for this. Folks, this is 2024. You gotta have internet. You need to have computers. You should be able to text message. You should have an email address. Ask Ms. Van Bibber if she has any of those, okay? Communication is part of the deal. It's part of the deal. We wanna be able to bring our committee together with the elected. Not saying we're gonna have a pajama party with them. This is the best way that I see. Because Wilson Hatcher, guys, I have 2 sons. If I died of cancer and God told me that my boy loved me enough that he wanted to honor his daddy to take his JP spot, that alone for me is enough to put Wilson Hatcher in that spot for my vote. You guys have your vote. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. That's where my vote's going, because I'm going to back him 100%. Because we got to have somebody that is recognizable in that district.
Time.
Okay. Thank y'all.
So I wanted to talk just real briefly about some of the behavior of the committee. Myself included, there's been times where my tone was probably inappropriate. Where I was speaking strongly about things that I cared about to some of the people, some of our elected representatives, and so I've made apologies to some of those people for that. But for those that I haven't, if you're in the room, I'm sorry for my tone. But a lot of the elected guys who've come under attack are friends of mine, and we've been in Bible studies together. We still are in Bible studies together, and so it's kind of hard for me when we're in Bible study to kind of look and kind of see vitriol going on in another room, and then get in this other room where we're brothers in Christ and we're loving on one another and we're sharing the deepest moments and stories of our lives. And so I have a passion for a lot of those guys. I love them, and I don't like seeing them treated the way they've been treated, including the way, like I said, even though maybe I haven't said hateful things, my tone has been wrong. And so I would like to see us do better. And I think we all have a lot more in common than we have different. I love the comment that was made a while ago about Reagan, where he said, you know, if we just have 20% difference, that doesn't make us enemies. We have 80% together. I mean, don't we feel the same way about that with our spouses? I mean, thank goodness my wife hasn't kicked me out of the house because we don't agree about 20% of the time. And so there's an order to this, and I think that's what's going on here. We're just getting out of order. Scott Gray's been, he's done great things. Jennifer's done great things. We've all, everybody in here, God has used this committee in a powerful way. And he's going to keep using us. I'm excited to see what he's going to do next. I don't think we've seen the greatest movements yet. The state convention was a great thing that God did for us. I think he's going to do even greater things. And so I would just encourage everybody that, can I have just a little bit more time?
Yes.
Okay. So I got a couple things here I want to add, solutions. And so maintaining proper parliamentary procedure is critical. This includes not directing any discussion at any individuals. Y'all watch tonight. As soon as that starts happening, chaos. And so we should not allow that at all. And we should have rules around that, strict rules. This also includes not speaking out of turn. We saw that happen tonight. Chaos immediately. Some form of reprimand for those that violate these rules. I think we need to come up with that tonight. We need to enforce it, whether it's just a couple meeting suspension. I'm not talking about removing them from committee, but we need to have some kind of a stick. And then I would say the Facebook Messenger group needs to be controlled by the committee. It shouldn't be a select group. You're in it or you ain't. This group, we should have one for the entire committee. Thank you.
Okay. So on your parliamentary procedure, so a way to solve that, I mean, to help with this, which is what we're kind of going back to the same thing too, which is part of it was how we're treating electeds, and I hope we can all agree tonight to treat them with respect, even if we don't agree with them, and still hold them accountable, but treat them with respect. So if we can all agree on that tonight, that's one thing that's solved. And something else that you might want to consider, Frank, along the lines to what he just said, is maybe getting a parliamentarian in at your meetings to say, because there are a lot of things. I mean, I've seen people address your other people in your committee. That's against Robert's rules. You address the chair. All comments should go to the chair. They should never go to other people in your committee. Everything should be directed toward Frank in your meetings. So there's a lot of things that could help keep chaos from happening in your meetings. But I'm going to suggest a parliamentarian. Go ahead.
My name is Pat Roberts. Some of you know me and some of you don't. I don't get up to speak.
Can you hear me now?
My name is Pat Roberts, and I've been in the Republican Party off and on for, gosh, ever since I've been in Saline County. I've lived here about 30 years. I was a small business owner for most of that time, and had the opportunity to work with the Chamber of Commerce and see what good job they've done, and kept in touch with the mayors that we've had through the years, and proud of what they've built here in our town since I've been here. It's come a long ways. And one of the things that that many people don't know was the past JP, Eric Hatcher, he was a good friend of mine. I'm not up here tonight to talk about him as much as I am to tell you why I think a person I'd like to endorse and support this evening. That's what's important, because we have a Republican Party on a national level that seems to be shooting themselves in the foot every time we turn around. And we can fall into that same trap here, and I don't want to talk a lot about that because I think everybody else has talked enough about it, and I think that we understand that if we're going to move forward, we've got to come together as a group. And we've got a bunch of good leaders, strong leaders in this party that we have right here. I just hate it that we've split in a way with the other Republicans, but you know, it is what it is, and we have to make the best of it. So a man once told me that one friend in lifetime is much, two is many, and three is hardly possible. Everyone was one of those friends. I knew Everett pretty well. I mean, we went to ball games together, whether it's high school games or college games, and He loves sports, and I love sports. So that's how I got to know Eric Patrick. And I'm here to give a testimony basically in the next 30 seconds. That's pretty quick, but he was a good man. And he built a good reputation because he's a good Christian. He'd give the shirt off his back to me. And he raised his family the same way. And they had his values, and they did just about anything for someone who was in need or help. And I've knocked on many doors with Wilson Hatcher, who I'd like to say tonight, who I'm going to support. Now, I'd like to just pause and just say one thing quickly. I have to admire a woman who's 90 years old, who wants to still run for public office. I mean, she's got spirit. And I'd like to just give her a round of applause.
Thank you. We've got people waiting, so.
I think Wilson Hatcher is the best candidate for this position. And I think that if we want someone who goes out there and who's got a lot of spunk and who's young and he's energetic and he's just like his dad. And his name is what's going to help us get a Republican into office. And we need to remember that. What is it going to take? It's going to take name recognition. And Wilson Hatcher has it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I don't need that thing, and I like to walk around and talk. So I'm going to talk to you guys from a Hot Spring County perspective. Mike Schnagel, I'm the chair for Hot Spring County. I don't think you guys realize how much outside communities look to you guys for leadership. And it's not just Jennifer Lancaster, Scott Gray, everyone else in this committee, because our committee has grown because of you guys. Because of the leadership that you guys have in this community and the leadership you have in the state. It's no mistake that Jennifer was elected a chair. It's no mistake that Scott takes a leadership position. Leadership positions are not asked for. They're given to by you. People who are in leadership positions are there because you chose them to be in those positions. We look to you guys because we see leaders in your community. We see leaders in your committee. And I lean on Scott. I lean on Jennifer. I mean, Jennifer will tell you I call her. Scott will tell you I call him. The respect I have for you guys as committee, it actually makes me very sad to come in here and see what you guys are going through because we're Republicans. I mean, plain and simple, if you call yourself a patriot, you are the tip of the spear Republican. I mean, this makes no sense to me. Disagreements and things like that, we have it in our committee too, and this spilled over into our committee a little bit this last couple of weeks, and it pains me for that because our committee is growing. I mean, we went from nothing to something over the last 6 months, and it was because of you guys. I mean, we have John Newcomb showing up to some of our Patriot stuff. We have Scott Gray showing up to our committee meetings. We have Jennifer Lancaster that I can pick up the phone and call and ask a question about, hey, this rule is what's happening here. We got people that's been embezzling money from our committee that we're working on getting out of our committee right now. And you guys are here fighting about leadership. And agreeing and disagreeing and name-calling. And who is going to be what? Man, praise the people who are willing to take the stand and stand up for you in front of you. Because people don't do that. I'm going off. You don't got to tell me. I wish you guys the best. We look to you guys for a lot. Please, get together.
Thanks. Okay, come on.
Okay. I want to say praise God for people like the Grays. What Allison told you is the truth. I was driving through and I thought Hatcher's fine, and I said, and I didn't know Hatcher was dead, but I said I should run for JP, and I know that I don't do the internet, I don't do the AI. I don't want it. What's going to happen if we have a war? And that's all going to go out. But praise God for people like the Grays. Look at how they're raising their child.
Yes.
their children have been raised to be good, honest, working, hardworking people.
Yeah.
And these are the people that I've seen at the times that I've gone in. Where's all the other volunteers?
I mean,
okay? And the reason that I will be a communicator, there's no doubt about it, but I do need a team. And I believe they're a team. And that's what I'm willing to work with. I'm not here to take anything away from anybody else. And if he wins, that's fine with me. You know? I'm good either way. But I am a patriot. I am a communicator. I believe that God is my provider. And I will do what is right. I will be righteous, and I will be truthful. I will be honest.
Amen.
So my name is Brad Ewald. I've been in the committee for almost a year, I think. I came from California, you know, obviously still I don't have the southern accent. So a lot of the stuff you guys are dealing with, we've been dealing with out there for 20 plus years. California is pretty much a Democrat run socialist entity at this point. Any good Republican has probably dropped out of politics because the legislature has a two-thirds majority, so whatever the Democrats want to get done, they're going to get done. It doesn't matter how many Republicans vote in lockstep, it's just not gonna happen. So I came here and I did not bring any of my California politics with me. I did bring a daughter. We told our daughter when we moved here, they're not putting up with your liberal nonsense, so don't bring that with her. She's unfortunately in education, so you know how that goes. But I did want to say that some people had asked me about running for JP. My dad really wanted me. My dad's been a long, lifelong Republican. He wanted me to run for JP. He thought it would be really cool to have a son that was doing politics. And I would say two reasons why I didn't sign up to do it this last go around. One, I didn't think I'd been in Arkansas long enough. I didn't think I knew the area well enough. I didn't think I could represent the people of Arkansas all that well, being a transplant with not very much time here. The second was, after coming to a lot of the committee meetings, it was evident that if you disagreed with Scott on pretty much anything, you were considered a rhino. And I wasn't willing to let my reputation be called into question just because I disagreed with a policy or a decision that maybe other electeds were making. I know a lot of you don't like Sarah Sanders. I know there's things she's doing that I don't like. But she is doing a lot of good things. She's kicking China out of Arkansas. She's trying to lower taxes. So you can't just throw the baby out with the bathwater just because you don't like one or two things that people don't do.
Time, sir.
Do I have a little bit more time?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Please make it quick. Sure. We have people waiting in line.
So I know we're supposed to do solutions, and I don't know what the solution is to this Scott Gray problem, because it seems to be what a lot of people are talking about. I thank him for all the work he's done. He does a lot of work. He does work that people don't have the ability to do or the time to do, and I respect you for that, Scott. But what I don't respect is when there's a difference of opinion and the first thing that happens is a shouting match occurs. It happened with David Gibson. It happened with the last meeting I went to when the judge asked for some receipts as far as money that was spent. And we're supposed to be the party about transparency. There should not be any pushback on providing receipts for money that was spent. We understand Scott does a lot of stuff for free, but any money that is spent needs to be accounted for. As far as Mrs. Van Bibber, the only thing I will say, I don't know her personally. I'm glad that you have a strong Christian values, but we also need to remember we're supposed to be the Big Tent Party. I've been a Republican since I was 18. I wasn't always a Christian, but I've always been conservative. And to throw people out of the party just because you don't think they're Christian enough, we're doing a big disservice to our party. I was in the Marines for 27 years. There's a ton of Marines out there who are true patriots that aren't Christians, but they do have conservative values. Keep that in mind, that we need to at least entertain these people's policy decisions. And that's the issue I have with Mrs. Van Bibber. I heard all of her beliefs. I understand I like the fact that you're about transparency. But other than that, I didn't hear one policy that she plans to put in place. And that's what we need. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Rob.
And I'm going to ask everybody, remember to please, we're not attacking each other in here. Okay, we're not doing that. Bring up problems if we have to do that, but we're not going to attack people. Okay, let's keep that in mind. Okay, thanks.
I would just like to speak about Ms. Van Bibber. She's a member of our committee. She's been a member of our committee as long as I can remember. I haven't seen Wilson Hatcher join us at all. We'll keep this positive. Ms. Van Bibber has gone many times to the Quorum Court. I don't know if y'all were there. I was there at one point when Ms. Van Bibber and Josh Curtis had some disagreement. Ms. Van Bibber wanted to speak, and Josh wouldn't let her speak. She stood up for her values and spoke anyway, whether Josh wanted her to speak or not. I haven't seen Wilson Hatcher. I know there are a lot of people here that are for Wilson Hatcher. And I don't just, I love Randy, love Pat Roberts, but I haven't seen him. So that's all I have to say.
I just want to say two things. I love Miss Betty. I think she is one of the angels on earth. If I had something I need to pray about, I would go to Miss Betty. But I'm also concerned that people will eat her alive, and that just hurts my heart. Not that I don't think she's strong enough to handle it, but I mean, I don't really have even a dog in the fight. I don't vote in that district. It's just, I love her, and I don't want to see her be attacked by people because of anything. We've seen what happens there. And the second thing is, I spent 9 months begging to help. I even offered to clean toilets, offered to vacuum, I offered to empty trashes, offered to come up anytime, I offered to do anything, and I kept getting told, no, we've got it, so I quit offering. So I did try to help.
Hello, everybody. I'm Robin Robinson, and I'm going to start off with James 4:1. It says, what causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire what you do not have, so you kill. You kill other people with your words. You covet, but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and you fight. And we need to come together for our children, y'all. Let all the little things go. And you got to go personally to somebody when you have a problem with them and talk to them about how you were offended or something. Don't let it go and go and go and build up. I think that's one of the things. As soon as you get offended at a meeting, say, take the person aside and have a heart of reconciliation and not of, and I'm not perfect with it, and I really do jump the gun with my emotions, especially if I care about something a lot. And this is high emotions right now. We don't know what's gonna happen in November. I mean, it's a volatile time in our world, and this is the time when you have got to let your personal little vendettas go about personality quirks and stuff, because it really doesn't matter. And if we're going to solve these big world problems, we have to come together. We don't have to go have dinner with them and hang out on the weekends, but together as a unit, that's what the Democrats do. They are awful people, but they get together because they are going somewhere. So we are going somewhere for our children's children. And I think that you got to keep this in your mind. And if you've been asking to help and you don't get to help, go get the signatures. Nobody has to do that with you. I've been doing it all by myself. And you don't have to clean the toilets, but you do have to have a spirit of helpfulness and grace. And all of us have jobs and responsibilities, but a lot of us are sacrificing that for each other right now. Okay. But thank you anyway.
Thank you.
So some of the things that have been said tonight, I really don't feel like it's necessary to address. A few I do, and I hope you'll indulge me for a few minutes to just kind of go over some of that. I think there's, first of all, I think there's a huge misunderstanding about the receipts, the speeches, stuff like that. I don't write frank speeches. I don't write, if I wrote that speech, the last thing I would have done was praise myself in it, okay? I did a poll after that speech. Every one of you got it. Okay, it's in your email, it's in your spam folder. Okay, then, well, let's back up, if y'all will indulge, and let's address the emails. I can't control if, all I have is what I have to go by. Renee worked really hard to read everyone's writing and get all the emails entered correctly when we started the new committee March 30th. Some of them were like, instead of like, I'm going to pick on John Nuke. Instead of johnnuke@gmail.com, it might have been johnnuke67894*@gmail.com. And we left out the four. Okay? So we apologize for that. But I can assure you that everyone is working tirelessly to get all that stuff correct. And we only know, if you're not getting something, we only know if you tell us. So I can probably prove that you received that, and I'll pull it up on my, if you'll come up to me after the meeting, I'll show you on the computer where it was sent to you, and maybe we have your email address wrong and we'll correct it if so. But in any case, as far as the...
Todd?
Y'all wanted him to finish. If y'all want an explanation. Gosh, where was I going with this?
Survey.
Okay, the survey, thank you. So the survey, 85%, I have the results right here, I have the paper. If y'all want to see it, 85% approved of Frank's speech. Now, obviously something's changed since then. Maybe some evil forces have come about, I don't know. But just a few days after that speech, so we had, from that survey, which was sent to every committee member, not just our side, the entire committee, there were 68 said yes, they approve, 6 said no, and 6 don't know. So that was pretty strong. But again, I didn't write the speech. I don't write any of Frank's stuff. I would probably be a whole lot more careful than some of the things he says. As far as the communication, that we all have unique skills. If I wanted an airport hangar design, I would call Richard Mills. If I wanted a generator fixed, I would call John Mills. This is what I do. So I thought when this started, and there were 40 of us when we started, that this was something that I could do to help. Believe me, I am more than happy to let anybody can do anything. Okay, this freedom of speech, just because I'm texting you or emailing doesn't mean that somebody else can't text and email. Maybe you got something, most of the texts you get from me are like location, time, date of meetings. I don't think you get a lot of commentary from me. So I just wanted to kind of address that, because if somebody else wants to do something, fine. And if you don't like something that we sent, type stop and it'll end. Just type STOP, all caps. You won't get another one. Somebody just opted out this week. And we've had a number of people over 2 years who have opted out. And then some of those very people have come back and complained that they're not getting messages. And once you opt out, you can't get back in. That's just the way the system's set up. As far as receipts, do I really need to address that? I mean, Thomas has a receipt for everything, a detailed receipt for everything we've ever been reimbursed for. The vast majority of it we've not turned in. I mean, I can't, we have poured our heart, our souls, and our money into this committee. And if y'all want us to back off, I am happy to go on vacation.
That's not a problem. I thought we were helping. But if we're not helping, then, you know, y'all do it. Y'all handle it. Now, we're going to continue to exercise our free speech rights, and nobody's going to stop that. But there's nothing for, no one has told anybody they can't clean a toilet, they can't change a light bulb. No one has told anybody no to any of that. And Betty Van Bibber has a campaign team. Betty doesn't have a lot of family obligations and a lot of work obligations. She can work full time between now and November on that campaign. I'm not asking you to vote for her. I'm telling you why I'm voting for her. Betty has a campaign team. She is well funded. She can beat the Democrat and into the ground. There is no doubt in my mind, if we stick with Betty Van Bibber, that she will have our back, and that we can, if we support her like we've supported the others, then she will be with us, and District 2 in Saline County will be proud. But there are zero issues with Betty's ability to wage a full-scale professional campaign.
Thank you, Scott. I'm going to say one thing. And I don't know what all is going with receipts or whatever, because I'm not privy to all that in your committee. But I do want to say that the rules dictate that all county committees have to have an audit done every 2 years. So you should have an audit this coming after December of this year. It's every 2 years. Okay, and it's dictated by the rules. It's a required standing committee, the audit committee. So the audit team that's put together should be going through every one of these receipts that y'all are talking about. So everything should be accounted for. And during that audit, they'll go back and look for that. So I didn't know if you guys were doing that or not doing that, but I wanted to point that out, that there is an audit for every committee.
I'm Sarah Kapar. I'm odd person everywhere I go, and I found my place in this Republican Party of Arkansas. I found the people that they think like me, they believe like me. I actually grow because of you guys, and I was planning to run for a position because of you all. I've been out 3 months, and this is really breaks my heart. I mean, everybody that you guys pointed, I don't know what's going on. This is my assumption and my experience. I got help from everyone here, and I'm a person that I seek for help. If somebody served me wrong, I don't take it personally. I would say they had a bad day, and I would really want you guys to forgive each other, because people like me would not be able to serve the community, and I would not even be able to grow as you guys growing, as this gentleman mentioned from Hot Spring County. We are learning, and I made a mistake a lot of time, but I'm talking to people and they are listening to us. They want to be part of us, and this is not good for us, really. And as I said, I don't know anything what happened and all the stuff, but we need each other. We need to fight this battle. And just please, please find a common ground. Some people, they have this personality, they take charge, and I need a lot of their help, you know, because I don't have anybody else. I always contact, you know, Frank as well, or like Jennifer, you know. But if you want to get involved, then get involved. Ask him to do something else, you know, or like share responsibilities as much as you can. That's all I can say, you know. Don't take it personal. We have a bigger cause in front of us. Just look for that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Just have a couple of comments. One, wanted to just remind everyone that the executive committee, when we talked about canceling the inactive members that hadn't been present for 4 months, that was not a dictator. That was not a dictation. That was a recommendation from the executive committee to the body. That's all it was a recommendation. You didn't have to do anything with it. And my second question, and somebody can come up to me after the meeting and explain it to me, but I would like to know why that recommendation was so horrible when the same thing was done at state convention as far as people not being able to vote. There is a rule that says your convention delegates and alternates have to be elected by the committee. That rule hadn't been followed, they'd always been appointed, and all of a sudden, we're gonna follow it, and people got kicked out of the convention and weren't able to vote. They didn't have a warning. I don't think those county chairmen were contacted and said, hey, make sure your delegates are all elected or they're not gonna be able to vote. So, basically, you did have warning because there was a text sent out that says, it's a plan that might happen. But it was not something that we were automatically doing. We just recommended it be done, and that's all it was. Thanks.
My name is Jim Leonard, and I'm the state committee man for Garland County. And I just want to say that at your guys' worst, you are far steps above what's going on in our county. And we look to the Graves and to Jennifer and to your committee to bring a little bit of light to ours, because it's dark. Okay? So, you know, what little bit you got going on here that needs to be worked out, you guys are well capable of working that stuff out. And we look to you for help. I mean, we need a lot of help, and we're pushing on them for the help that we need to have, because we can't ever have a meeting that works out like this. Not ever. It's a disaster from beginning to end, and we can't even get good help, because when a real painter comes and sits into one of our meetings, they're like, I don't want to have anything to do with this. So. Anyway, I just want to say, you guys are our hope. We need you to be strong so we can get our county strong, so we can turn this state around, because this state is not red.
That's right. Nope. That's right.
It's way more purple than it is anything.
Yep.
My name is Sue Flannery, and I'm from Garland County, by way of Michigan. And I've been here 7 years, never been involved in politics before I came to Arkansas. And I can't thank the membership of this committee enough for all the encouragement they've given us. We came over here and found all this positive energy, and we go to our committee and they say, oh, we don't want anything like what's going on in Saline County. And we said, have you been there? Have you gone? You know, we are so proud of you for helping us, and now we're getting so much stronger. It's unbelievable the things that we're starting to be able to do, and it's because of you. Because you are our role models. And so we just wanted to say thanks.
I'm also from Garland County, so 6 months ago, less than 6 months ago, would have just been me here, but now I've got four of us. So
Hey, y'all, just like, you know, my people over here, we have relied on the Grays and Jennifer Lancaster and Lori Justice and all these folks. I mean, we are here because of all of you, okay? And you know, at our last, about a week and a half ago, me and my patriots, we called a special meeting at our county committee, and you know, it was a debacle. They, the leadership, the Rhino leadership, they destroyed us, and they didn't, they thought that they didn't allow for us to do anything, to accomplish anything. You know, at the end of the meeting, my treasurer even walked up to me and quietly said, "Don't ever screw with me again." And, you know, but you know what I go by, and the only solution that I can think of is that, the verse from the Bible came to me, Psalm 51:10, where it says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." And, you know, I have no bad feelings. I mean, that hurt me, but, you know, what people tell me and how people attack me and stuff. And Jennifer, you know that, you know, we've been attacked, right? And Lori, you know we've been attacked for the last couple of years. And so, you know, we've got to have a right spirit, and we've got to have humility. That is the only way that we're going to continue on to being the force that you, this committee has been all this time, and the leadership that y'all have had, and that how it's impacted counties all around you. So thank you.
Been part of this group for about a year and a half. We're still kind of learning the ropes. There's still some of you that we don't know your names, so we need to get acquainted better. But I wanted to say a couple of things moving forward. I supported Frank, appreciated him being willing to step up and lead the committee. And I wanted to be very gracious to him his first meeting, because that's not an easy thing to do. I did not feel that he had control of the meeting. And I really like Lori's idea about having a parliamentarian to help you, because I think you need some help right now. And I still want to be supportive, but we do need to have control of the group. And I would ask the rest of you as well, if you're sitting out there and somebody in the group starts speaking out of turn, gently, kindly say to them, you know, it's not your turn, you don't need to go to the mic or whatever. Just kind of help with the crowd control. And I haven't been very good at that because, like I said, I don't know a lot of you. But I think as a group, we need to work on that. And another thing, I think some of the leadership has sent out some maybe slanderous or some ugly text messages or emails about other leadership. And I don't know if there's been any apologies, but there sure needs to be. And I think some of us need to be apologizing to our JPs and people that we have offended, even within this group here. And if people are going to do things like that and the rest of us don't like it, I don't know, Lord, what's the solution? What do we do? Do we kick people off of the committee? Or?
No, I mean, you're going to have to work together. You're going to have to figure out. And that's one of the things that I've been writing down, the changes some of you have talked about. And what we can do at the end is kind of go through each one and see what y'all think. And I mean, we may not be able to solve some of these tonight, but we need to get them in our minds and figure out, because the next Patriot meeting, I think you need to extend this and start, and okay, so we didn't come up with something here, what can we do? Because you'll have to find a way to fix it. So, you know, as far as sending out ugly things or talking about leadership, so, I mean, it may be that leadership doesn't need to talk about one another to the committee. I mean, I would say that's number one, is, you know, leaders need to keep everything in the leadership area and not badmouth each other. And even the leaders aren't going to always agree. They don't in our committee. But I think we need to focus on pulling everybody together, and let's figure out what everybody, I mean, everyone in here does something right. Right, we all do something wrong too, but we all have, like I said, we all have strengths, every one of us, and we need everybody. So You know, that would be a thing. Maybe watch what I said, because I don't know which text you're talking about, so it's hard for me to comment on that. I haven't seen them, so I don't know. Okay, thank you.
I wrote a couple of things down because I want to go ahead and address them. So the problem within our county is the fact that we have a few people that are trying to silence other people. And it is an active effort. It has been somewhat passive until recently in the sense of just how they may talk about them behind their backs. They may, the grunting, the belittling comments. It's no secret to anybody here, so I'm not saying anything that everybody's shocked to hear. That is the problem. We have got to treat each other, including our JPs and the people that we disagree with some civility. And we can, speaking up, speaking truth, and speaking in love is going to be offensive enough. As Christians, we're going to offend them. We do not have to be hateful. We don't need to be grunting. We don't need to be booing and yelling and doing all of those things. That just shows a complete lack of respect, and they in turn are not going to respect us. And then we're going to have what we currently have, which is complete breakdown of communication, people wanting to leave our community or our committee. So that is the problem. We have had multiple complaints about people not even feeling like they can speak up out of retaliation or out of fear of retaliation. We have tried to deal with that behind the scenes, and that is why after the last meeting, there were a couple of us that said, okay, it now has to be addressed. It has gotten to a point where this is unsustainable and we are headed in a very toxic, dangerous direction. And so yes, we have spoken up and I will continue to speak up because I started this movement. Stephanie knows, she was one of the first people I called 3 years ago in my living room, and the goal was to give the people their voice back and to teach them how to use their voice. So I don't care if you call yourself a patriot, if I see you starting to strip people's voices away and intimidate them, I will push back. And I don't care if I lose all of my positions, I don't care. That's not why I'm here. I have other things to do, just like many of you. So I'm here because I believe in you and I believe in the power of the people and I believe in this great nation. I would like to finish. So I want all of us, I want us to stay strong with this, but we have to push back. A few things also I would like to point out, I think a big problem here is that we have activists in leadership positions. Activists are a great thing. They are strong and we need them, but not in leadership. Leadership needs to be, they need to be creating a space where iron can sharpen iron, where we can talk about our ideas and where people feel comfortable sharing their different opinions and ideas. And what happened at the last meeting, when Stephanie and I spoke up, we were personally met with hateful text messages and with vitriolic language. And many of you have seen them because, yes, I'm going to be public about them because enough is enough and it has to stop. If we're going to show respect to each other, we're going to have to start right here. And then we're going to have to go beyond. Furthermore, I know we're all talking about coming together for the sake of coming together. I'll tell you, I'm not going to do that. That's not why I'm here. Do I want us to be unified? 100%. I want to be friends with every one of you. But I'm not going to unify for the sake of unity. We have to come together on principles, and we have to understand that we are watched. This committee is, in fact, a leader in this state. People are watching us, and they identify us as Christians. So we have to act like it, because this is not just reflecting poorly on us, on our community, on our county. It is reflecting poorly on Jesus Christ, and I will not be a part of it. I will walk away tomorrow. I will drop the convention chair title. I will drop second chair title. I do not care about that. I care about my witness as a Christian. And what has been happening is not okay. Now, to fix it, this is what I'm suggesting. We need an actual community dealing with marketing. Right now it is one person. We need about 5 people on that committee. And everything that goes out, that goes out to the public on behalf of Saline County Republican Committee needs to be approved by those 5 individuals. The personal attacks have got to stop. They really have to stop. We can disagree, but we need to stop with the personal attack. The lack of notice, which I saw at this last meeting, that was intentional. I'm not okay with that. That was brought in for the purpose of steamrolling. That is what the Democrats do. That is what we have been fighting to replace.
Not okay. Oh, and then as far as the text messaging goes, I've purchased another text messaging app. We can take that burden off of Scott, and I would be happy to give it to Stephanie. I've already paid for it for the year. She can have full access, and then she can communicate with people. That way, we are delegating some of these responsibilities, and it's not all on one person. Oh, and the passive-aggressive Facebook post in the name of Jesus. Please stop. That is such a poor reflection on Jesus Christ. And it is a manipulation of Scripture. It's not okay. Okay. Oh, and last thing. Leadership is not trying to force your opinions on others. It is giving everybody a voice and then teaching them how to use the rules to allow their voice to be heard. That is leadership. Trying to silence people, bullying them, sending them hateful texts is not leadership. That's all I have. Thank you.
My name is Greg Ulbrich. I'm from the village. I've been kicked off of this committee once already, and here I am again. So it's not the never-ending scenario of, oh my gosh, they're gone forever. Although that meeting, I did not contribute to the love and everything else, and I'd apologize for that. My tone, I wasn't disrespectful, but my tone. We got to remember that when there's 14 or 15 of us and our tone is all the same and it's a little hard, that's really bad. So I did wrong that night. But also, that meeting was totally out of control. And so, yes, parliamentarian, absolutely. Maybe a master of arms might be better. I don't know. But, you know, but here's the thing, guys. What was it, 2 years ago when Stephanie Lancaster started this? 40 people. How many people are here tonight? We're going through growing pains. We all got to grow together, right? We got to grow together. We got to forgive each other because we're not going to do it all right. We're going to mess up. You know, Jesus Christ, you got to forgive like Jesus Christ forgave. A lot of Christians don't realize this. How did Jesus forgive? How did he forgive? He earned it. How? By pain on the cross. So if somebody insults you and you really want to forgive them, you need to accept that pain and say, I'll bear that pain. You know why? Because I'm on your side. And you're a human being. And you're made in the image of God. Right? Right? So, anyway, that night was out of control, but
good evening, I'm Candy Cox, and I am not going to regurgitate a lot of the things that have been said tonight. But I do want to say that an organization, any organization, is only as strong as its leadership. And as leaders, the leadership has to lead and set the tone. One of the things that I've heard several times mentioned tonight is your ability to serve in an area. And that some of you don't feel like you have a place to serve on this committee. I do want to remind you that we put together little different committees where you can serve. One of those is the pro-life committee, which I lead that. So if you're interested in being part of that, I would love to have you. So what I would like, Frank, I know I've been doing it at the women's, is at the end of the meeting, I've been talking about those committees where we are a spokesperson for that. So every month, maybe we need to make sure that those sign-up forms are up there. Get a report to those committees that we put together. And if you want to serve, there are I think there's nine or 10 different committees, and I know the people that are heading those up would love to have your help. In addition, we've said a few times that if there is something that you feel needs to be done and you want to put a committee together for that, to let the leadership know so that we could do that. When we said that, one of the things that came out of that was Cody Crumpton wanted to put together for the 40 and under. And so just keep that in mind, that there is a place for everyone to serve in this committee.
Hi, I'm Laura Ramley. I'm our state committee chairwoman in Garland County. I can't tell you how much you guys have helped us. I did run for JP a while back, and my committee didn't support me. My committee is very liberal. They say they're Christians. They say they're conservatives. They don't vote like that. They don't want to hear your voice. Anybody can run for JP. No one stops you. And I thought the policy was, if you have two people running in your committee as Republicans, you don't take a stand until one of them wins. And then you get behind that person who wins so the Democrat doesn't win. We are in a spiritual war right now. I think everybody can see it. It's from the very top to the very bottom. I was in the HSV Republican Women. We had a blowout there. They walked off. They resigned. All the executive committee members resigned. We took a vote. We elected people who resigned, and the state overturned that vote, just like the state is doing now. We have people at the very top of this state that want to do harm to this state. The enemy comes to divide us, and he knows this is a strong group. And if we don't recognize the division and chaos he's bringing and overcome it by the power of the Spirit, we will lose. Because the enemy is everywhere surrounding us. On paper ballots, on abortion, on drugs. He wants to come in and take this state. And we have to remember, the Republican Party is no good without Christ at the center. So let us practice what we know will win. With Christ, all things are possible. We have to love one another. And everybody has value. God created every single person in this room to serve a purpose in this community. And I'm telling you right now, without Jennifer helping us on HSV, it would have been a nightmare. Scott helped me get my flyers out 2 days before they were due. There is value in every single person here. You want to do something, stand up and do it. No one is stopping you. Speak until you have to speak, because in my committee, we can't speak. We can't speak. If you speak, they threaten to throw you out. And they say, all we need is five people to throw you out, and we will. And they're crazy. So we need prayer in our committee. We need to bind together with people like Hot Springs and Saline County and every other patriot in this state to win. God is creating an army for us to win. So let's keep that at the front of the focus and win.
I'm Eugene James. I'm going to speak real briefly. First, my first suggestion is, I think we ought to limit the meetings to about an hour and a half instead of 2.5 hours. That would actually probably maintain some order, in my opinion, if you kind of would keep it focused on what we're supposed to be doing. Y'all heard me say many times, we have to have numbers. Everything that's going on, even with the state convention, we are still getting slammed. We have to have numbers. And again, y'all heard me say, this committee is not necessarily, in the past few months, they don't care whether they have all the numbers. If you're not deemed patriot enough, you're not really, they don't really care whether you're here or not. And it's gotten so bad, in my opinion, that I have considered quitting. And I've been in this committee at least a year and a half before all this formed. And because I felt like God was leading me to be here, and I felt like I needed to be part of this. And I enjoy this group a lot.
but I have seriously considered quitting. And I kind of want to see a show of hands. How many people in here have kind of thought about walking away? And my point being, look at the numbers, y'all. Something's wrong. We have to be on the same page. And we are not on the same page. You know, I promise y'all that I was left off of some meetings for the county committee or district convention and the state convention. I was intentionally left off because I wasn't among the chosen ones, I guess. I don't even know why. But we cannot be like that. It's negativity, and it's wrong. So anyway, that's all I gotta say. Thank you.
I've got a couple of suggestions. One, we block voted. This was a real shock to me. I texted all of y'all after the executive committee meeting because I was in disagreement with what was going on. And I spent the next week at Gulf Shores with terrible text me that you lobbied these people. You didn't vote with us. You undermined us. And I felt like I'm going, this is a political committee. You know, we all have opinions. I'm going to go vote with you at the state. And I'm going to vote with you on paper ballots. But I'm not going to cover what you're doing. And I'm not going to agree with you at every executive committee. But I think what happened on that is, and my suggestion, is we showed up at Lynn Town and we were told Frank will be chairman and Angela will be first vice chairman. And Allison will be state committee woman. And, you know, and we were all, I mean, there was never a forum for anybody else to feel comfortable to run against that. I don't ever want us to do that again. That is stacking the deck. And before we got there, the Grays had called everybody they wanted on these committees. And there was a list before we ever got there. That's wrong. Everybody at that meeting should have been able to raise their hand and say, I want to do it. And it's not even that they had a bad list, but we can't do that. That's what we hated, it all being set up before we ever got there. So my suggestion is that we never do that again. We all come and we're equal. We all come and we're all able to run and feel confident to run. Now, I will have to say, at the last meeting, this was a good point that Gary Beck made. He made the point that, you know, everybody's going to kind of have to man up. I mean, you know, you can't just sit there and not ever say anything and then criticize somebody. So that is true, and we are growing as a group. So I want to say to those of you who don't say a lot, and expect some of us to get up and fight your battles, you gotta man up. And you gotta be the one that starts saying, like he was talking about in a committee meeting, hey, that's not right. But I do wanna say, after that meeting, for the next 2 weeks, I want one more thing. I would like a solution to be, when we have a problem, and all you patriots are here, you helped us at that state convention, I love you guys for caring. But one thing, solution, is not to get on the telephone and call everybody all over the state about our problem. I think that is very out of line. And not to get on the phone and call everybody all over the state and vilify Jennifer and act like she has jumped the patriot ship. That was wrong, after all she's done.
Hello, I'm Kim. There's one thing that heard recently that really kind of disturbed me was that someone called to get Freedom of Information Act on all the clerks, justice of the peace, and the judges. There's a lot of politicizing and weaponizing of things that have been given to us to be able to have freedom and to be able to have information.
And one of the things I recommend is that we stop politicizing and stop weaponizing these things. Y'all, seriously, we're adults.
I agree.
I would just like to speak to what was said about me running for first vice. If y'all remember, we were in Italy in town, and I said, and I quote, "I reluctantly throw in my hat for first vice." Anyone could have stood up at that point and said, "I'd rather have it, rather run." And that was my words. I reluctantly throw in my hat for first vice. No one stood up. I would have sat down. I know that a couple of us talked about it afterwards because it has to be a woman, and no one else stood up. I don't know what to do when no one else stands up. But no one stood up. I'd also like to speak about FOIA, about the comment about FOIA, if that's okay. Anybody can FOIA anything. We all have a right to FOIA, and when you FOIA something, you're looking for something. And that's just one of those rights we have as Arkansans. I sat in last year, during the special session, and for a week about FOIA. I know that several of us did. We have a right to FOIA, and everybody has a voice, and anybody can go FOIA anything they want to. That's you FOIA something, you're looking for something. You don't go FOIA something just to be FOIA anything.
I just want to add one thing to the FOIA thing. The problem was that it was our committee written on a piece of paper saying, "I want all the information." And then you guys wonder why the judges, the justice of the peace, all of them don't want to work with us? That's why. Because we're not working with them. That was the point.
Can I just come up here and get some pizza?
You know, I almost feel like Martin Luther King a little bit in that I have this dream. I have this dream that there's every one of these committees around the state actually come together. I've heard it from Hot Springs, I've heard it from Claiborne County, I've heard it from Craighead County, I've heard it from Saline County, Pulaski County, and I see this army building. I do. I see an army of patriots. They're growing strong. Some of us get a little overly passionate sometimes, and I know I've had that even with my own daughter. She got a little overly passionate one time, and I had to kind of help her out, get out of the situation. She got chewed out by the lieutenant governor, and she got chewed out by two senators, and she didn't know what to do. But she got a little over the passion and kind of let it come out. But you know what? In the end, they became her best friends. And I'm going to see that happen here. If you have a question, you have the question, and Kim and I and Amanda, if we sat down and talked about this, don't feel intimidated by the size of the group. You should be able to hold your hand up and say, "Point of order," or you can say, "Question, I have a question. I'm new here," especially it happens with new people, or people that come from somewhere else and come into the committee. They don't know what the landscape is, but we have to learn it. I want y'all to take your time, and I want you to look at each other in the eyes, just like I told the senators up there at the state capitol.
Time.
Please. We got something for you. Thank you all. But totally, I had a state senator come up to me as I'm during midnight session, and he asked me, he said, how do we get the people to listen, to think, that to know that we're actually up here to try to help them? We're up here to work for them. You know what he told me? When he said that, I looked him in the eye and I said, talk to them. And that's what we have to do.
Yep.
Remember to talk to each other. Don't ever stop talking to each other. Because when you stop talking, then you start getting in your brains. Okay? Thank you.
My name's Gary Beck, and again, I want to know, for reference, when is the next committee meeting? Have you had one? The executive committee? I'm asking, what is the, like, what's the agenda going to be? How are we going to know? Are they going to come back and do the tabled event? Is it going to be up for discussion, or you can't just ignore it? It was tabled for until this
week. You can ignore it. I mean, if someone doesn't make a motion to pull it off the table, it stays there.
Oh, I
indefinitely. The motion was to table it until the next meeting and name a certain time, then it's just on the table.
That was my one question. The other question is, I don't know this, I don't understand it. This election thing or appointment that's coming up, is there any direction or leadership on that?
We can't hear you.
Is there any direction or leadership on this election thing that's coming up with Ms. Van Bibber or your appointment and all that? Is that going to be on the first meeting?
Yeah. Well, it'll be Thursday.
Be on the agenda.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to know because I don't know.
We'll be sending out agendas.
Maybe y'all could have some. Well, I guess you can't really have one before then, like another patron meeting. But anyway, a lot of people left. I guess I just wanted to zip through things really quick and talk about, like, okay, so are we agreeing on all this stuff? I know some people have left, so they're going to miss out on it. But parliamentarians, are y'all, I mean, that's one thing that we've come up with, is parliamentarian. Good to have. I've had them in my meeting before. They're really good to have because y'all don't realize how there's so much going on up there, and you're trying to follow rules and do all this other stuff and keep everybody corralled, and there's a lot going on. So having a parliamentarian is a great idea, I think. Patriot meetings, that's where you need to discuss your issues. If you're going to do a motion or resolution, discuss it. Y'all talk about it. And if you don't all agree, that's cool. That's fine. But talk about it and let everyone get their voice out. Not calling names to the legislators anymore in the meetings, like Rhino or whatever. Don't call them names, but definitely hold them accountable for how they're voting for you. Hang on, Terry. I'm going to have you come up. As far as we discussed kicking out the people, that's just not an option. You can't do that without proper whatever. So it was brought up block voting on certain positions. Okay, I'll tell you what we did for Pulaski. We all block voted. Okay, that's what we did. That's how you get people elected. But here's what you do. You have your Patriot meeting, and you say, who wants to throw their name in the hat? Throw your name in the hat. And you have ballots. And so, like in ours, we had two people that wanted to run for the first vice chair last time. So we have ballots. And everybody got a ballot. They voted. We talked about it. We said, look, nobody's going to get their feelings hurt. Okay, this is nothing personal. We're going to take a vote. May the best man win. And that's what happened. So Mike won that vote. And so everyone agreed to back Mike. We said, okay, we'll back Mike.
you know, we all agreed on that on the front end. We'll agree to back whoever wins the vote. But we do it fair, okay? But everyone, anyone, three people could have thrown their name in the hat. But we all agree, okay, we're going to go with the majority, who everybody wants. And we're going to block vote together. Because if you don't block vote, that's how you win everything. That's how we were able to win Pulaski County. That's how you were able to win in Saline 2 years ago, a year and a half ago. Because if your vote's all split up, that's how you lose. But make sure anyone who wants to run for a spot throws their name in that hat, and y'all do all that at your Patriot meeting. You take every single position. Who wants to run? Oh, Betty wants to run? Okay. And then Sue, okay, well, let's do ballots. If only one person says I'll do it, great. You don't have to have an election. But let everybody decide. And that's my suggestion. That's how we do it. And all of our people have felt good about it because they know anybody who wanted to run can run. But we all block vote the person who wins. Everyone agrees not to have hurt feelings or whatever, and we all back that person. Let's see. Now, there was a comment about activists and leadership. I think we're all considered activists. Every one of us. You may not want to be considered that, but that's what you're considered. Okay? And that's the way it is. Because when we're standing up to things, which is what we're all doing, and all these other county committees are starting to do the same thing, they're going to call you that. You are an activist. You're fighting for freedom. That's what I'm fighting for. I'm fighting for my kids. Hey, I'm going to die. But my kids are going to live on, and their kids. And I will fight for this country. And I will fight for freedom. And they can call me anything they want to. That doesn't matter. Okay? So I do want to address that. But so do you guys signing up to help? That was another thing. Why don't y'all come up here after the meeting? Can you get a sign-up sheet, Frank? We're going to have a sign-up sheet up here. You want to come help, come help. Okay, let's get help. Y'all come on. I mean, they need help. You want to help, come on. And I can tell y'all, I wish I had help in my committee. There's like two of us that do everything. And it's hard. If y'all have people willing to step up and take some of the load off, I say go for it. But understand, when you sign up for a job, you're committing to that job for the remainder of the time. Don't say, yeah, I'll sign up to do this, and then, oh yeah, well, I got busy and I couldn't do it. Because they're counting on you. That job has to be done. So if you're gonna step up and do it, you gotta come do it. Okay, so is everyone pretty much in agreement with the solutions that we've found tonight, or how y'all feel about them?
Yes.
Feel like you need what?
I feel like we need more work.
Okay.
What did he say, please? We need some more work in some areas.
Oh yeah, no, y'all, we're not gonna fix this tonight. You're not gonna walk away with this totally fixed. It's going to take a while. You're going to need to fix this at your Patriot meetings. There's no way we're going to fix everything tonight. But you have to be able to start talking and moving in that direction. Because not talking about this stuff isn't fixing anything. It's making it worse. So we know what the problems are, and we need to start talking about it. I agree, though. It's not going to be totally fixed tonight. But you're talking and getting suggestions. That's where you start. Come on, Terry. I'm sorry.
You got 2 minutes like everybody else, man.
I've been hearing a lot, like when people join the committee. I've been hearing a lot of different things when people join the committee. Some of them are new to politics and stuff, and they don't understand, you know, a lot of what's going on, what's expected as far as coming to meetings or not coming to meetings and stuff like that. So I have a suggestion of making, and I've talked to several people about it, making a welcome pack. Making a welcome packet for everybody that joins, and when they're voted in the night they're voted in, give them that welcome packet and have in there our platform, RPA rules, a list of the different committees that we have and who the leaders are so that they can get involved and get on the committee. A name badge form so that they can get a name badge and stuff. And I know Allison only orders them in a certain amount of time. She has to have so many in order to place the order. But have that in the packet. Have a welcome aboard letter or something, you know. But then that way everybody knows what happens. Like, you have to get a proxy when you're going to miss a meeting, or, you know, you can only miss so many meetings before, you know, this happens or that happens. Anyway, I volunteered to do that because that would be way too much on Renee doing everything else she does as far as secretary. Or if somebody else wants to do it, or if you guys want somebody else to do it, that's fine with me. Or if somebody wants to help do that, that would be great, you know. So, anyway. And then, now this is what I need the other 2 minutes for. I'm the leader of the events and fundraising. And I've only got 17 recipes for the cookbook. So, ladies and men, I need recipes, please, okay? We wanna try and get this done so we can get the cookbooks in so we can sell them for Christmas and stuff. So if you need my email address again, you wanna write it down or whatever.
Do you bring it Thursday night?
We won't be here.
Oh, okay.
We're gonna be in Gulfport. It's our grandbaby's first birthday, so we're gonna be there. But my email address is T-E-R-R-Y, Terry Kellum, K-E-L-L-U-M, 8605@gmail.com. My phone number is 501-951-5384. And if you would, please type them, like send them in the email and have them typed out, that would make it a lot easier. So, if you don't have access to being able to type them, just turn them in and we'll get that taken care of. But, okay?
Hey, I'm Aline, and I waited until last because a lot of people said a lot of things that I was thinking. I just want to relay one small story. I'm related to one of the JPs. And I was talking about some of the issues with him, and he said, Aline, I cannot believe you are involved with those people. They are crazy. Not that we stand on our principles, but that we act disrespectfully and like heathens instead of like statesmen. If you have to go to that extreme to prove your point, it's not well thought out. So I challenge everyone to think about what they're gonna say before they say it and come across respectfully as a person who has thought out and has a solid ground that they're standing on, because we are standing on solid ground. And when we act irrationally, it tells the other person that we're not confident about our position. Okay, that's one thing. Another thing is the volunteering. I've been collecting signatures, and a lot of us have, and a lot of us have not. It's been stinking hot out in the parking lots gathering signatures. And there's a lot of old people who have been doing that. And I applaud you. One other person I would like to applaud is right here, Lori. She, as she says, does a lot in Pulaski County. She's coming here to help us be organized with our ballot signature initiative. I cannot tell you the hours that she has spent supporting me and the other people, making sure we had our sheets, making sure they were filled out correctly, making sure they were notarized, and getting them back in to the people to look them over. Someone from our county could have done that, but thank you, Lori.
To the very few who are left in this room, I'd like to go over my responsibilities and that I'm willing to give all of them out so y'all can handle them and do them. Because as much as I've enjoyed doing those things for y'all, y'all want to take more initiative and get more things done. So first of all, name badges. Anyone is welcome. Someone needs to go sign up to handle the name badge, to make a name badge form, handle ordering those because it's just too much for one person to do. Next thing is filming meetings. Anyone has the right to film meetings. Many of y'all could film a meeting and then want to send it to Stephanie Duke so she can share it if she wants. So the next is billboards. Anybody can rent a billboard. Anybody can get one. We would like them all over Saline County so we can promote our patriot conservative message. Someone needs to make slides for Frank for the meetings that are, I guess that would go through this new committee, but someone needs to make the slides for Frank. If y'all still want to do music before the meetings, I suggest someone get a playlist committee or something so y'all can put together songs y'all like before the meetings. Last is meeting graphics for SCRC. I always make the meeting graphics. I made them for David Gibson, I made them for Frank, I made them for Jennifer, I make them for Candy because that's my job in the Republican Women. But y'all are welcome to start doing this. So I hope someone volunteers to handle those things. Okay, that's all.
I hate this because the very people who need to hear this have laughed.
Exactly.
So I want to address a couple of things, and then I'll kind of summarize. As to the Facebook post, the person complaining about the Facebook post came to me a couple weeks ago and said, "Who is doing those Facebook posts? They are awesome." And she said, "I just love them." And I said, "Well, I can't take credit for that. The only posts I'm posting are meeting announcements. The only text I'm sending, I think, are meeting announcements. If anyone has received a nasty text in any way from me, I would appreciate it. I will not be nasty. You come to me and show me, because I don't think I have. I'm typically very careful. I usually spend about an hour crafting each text. And by the way, I will continue, Stephanie's welcome to take it over, whatever, but I will continue exercising my free speech rights to notify people about things that I think are important. And you should. We all should. I think it's fine if 40 people are texting. I hope there are billboards all over Saline County with a conservative message. I think it's wonderful. So, kind of to summarize here, I don't feel like we need to address every single issue. I just want to offer a general apology to anybody I've offended. It has absolutely not been intentional. I'm not angry with anybody. I have no ill will toward anyone. I am ready to focus on the general election and the RPA issues, which are far greater than the issues in Saline County, moving forward. If we keep dwelling on the past, we, and when I say we, I mean all of our committee, is going to lose. And what I've heard tonight is 97% focused on the past, yeah, not the future, yeah, like Lori asked us to do. So in the end, if you have a problem with anything, call me. My number, everybody got a pen? I think everybody knows my number. It's very Googleable. 501-454-7675. It's been the same number since 1998. When Watson's first opened their store on Military Road and they started that 454 exchange that was local to Little Rock and Benny. So call me and let's talk about it. I'm not going to be nasty to you, but don't come to a meeting and scream and yell and throw a fit over something that is, this is all misunderstandings, y'all. Everything you brought forward, and most of it, I'm not even guilty of. I mean, I haven't done, and I can prove it. But call me and let's talk through it. Don't go out and gossip about it. Thank y'all, I appreciate it.
So this is the list of some of the things needed for volunteers, guys. name badges, filming meetings, meeting graphics, billboards, and making slides for the chair. So those are some ways that you can help if you want to help. Okay? So that's ways if you want to jump in and pitch in, there you go. Go ahead.
For those of you who don't know me, I'm the loudmouth redhead from Faulkner County. I'm really shy about saying anything at all, but what I'd like to say is this. I'm OG Tea Party. Many of you were not around during the Tea Party days. We have more momentum in this state now than we've ever had. I was the Tea Party Patriots state coordinator at the end of the Tea Party movement. I watched over 75 Tea Parties in our, well, I can't say 75. We have 75 counties. We had a Tea Party in almost every county. We had momentum. And it fell apart because of this type of thing. And I've been very upset. I don't know what else to say except I don't want to be up here talking about institutional knowledge and all this kind of stuff, but I have always felt so passionate about being in the group, and some of you all know I've been coming to these meetings, and I just would like to see it work out somehow. I'm in two other groups. I've been in other organizations. With all respect to everyone here, I do not think it's a good idea to have married couples on executive committees. It's been an issue in other organizations that I've been with. That's just my opinion. You can do with it what you like. There have been a lot of good suggestions here. Something that someone said to me on the phone that I'd like to share with you is real simple. What's our goal?
Win.
Are we going to go there? Are we going to get there? And the only way to do it is to do it together. However we get there, let's not let the other guys break us apart, because that's what they're trying to do. You guys are the leaders with Pulaski County. And if we let these influences tear that apart, it is going to tear up this whole thing across our state. And we're closer than we've ever been to try to show that the people have the power.
My name is Tyler Connolly. I just want to say thank you to the Grays because they do so much for us, and we're here pretty much complaining about them. And what saddened me, I know it's in the past, but how they talked about Carson was horrible.
Yes.
I mean, I have a son. He's about Carson's age, and if somebody talked about son like that, I would be so mad. But that's kind of all I have to say. I just want to say thanks to the Graves. They spend a lot of their money and their time.
What are you talking about?
They talked about Carson at the meeting.
Right. I didn't hear it.
At the, yeah, they talked, I mean.
Yeah.
Order.
But,
yeah.
I mean, y'all can disagree, but it just broke my heart that they talked about him like that. My son is about the same age. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Elizabeth was saying about husband and wife on the committee, executive committee. There's not a husband and wife. Scott is not on the executive committee. There's a big misunderstanding that he is voting on the executive committee, and he is not. The only voting members of the executive committee are Frank, myself as first vice. Second vice is Davey Gibson, Jr. He never comes. Third vice does not even vote, and that is Nuke. He does not vote. He does not have a voting position on the executive committee. Randy as committee man, Allison as committee woman, and then there's the treasurer, who is Thomas Harper, and then Renee as secretary. That is all of the members of the executive committee who can vote. Scott does come. Y'all are all invited to come. That's just another extra meeting, but if you want to come, you can. And there was something else I wanted to talk about. Oh, would you write down that we also need someone to donate some space, hopefully in a storage facility, storage locker, whatever that they have, for all of the contents from the headquarters. Right now, I have got half of the stuff that belongs at headquarters, and it's in my van, and I would like to get my van back.
Yes.
So we need to get some space. So if somebody would like to donate it, that would be great, because we don't want to have to pay for it. So.
Thank you.
One other quick thing that I did forget, and thank you for indulging me. We were able to nominate last Monday night in Faulkner County for the first time, 14 new members. And let me tell you, Jimmy and I have been the recruiters for that, and every one of those people came to that meeting because of what happened at the state convention. And then we're bringing in new people in our county. I just want you to know that.
Well, if there's nothing else, I'm glad y'all came. Thank you for coming and talking about this. And like I said, this is a step in the right direction. It's not fixing everything, but, you know, next Patriot meeting, pick it up and keep talking and work it all out, guys. Good job.
Thank you, Lori.
Thanks.
Elise. Stephanie knows what's back
there.
Could we get somebody to help us with the trash? Anybody that would like to help us pick up the trash? It's required in this rental of this building that we pick up the trash. Somebody like to help us trash all the trash?
Thank you.